Scarlett is your girl.
Yeah.
You guys are married?
Yeah.
Married.
Mm-hmm. Is she your stepsister?
There's sources that...
What do you mean? Hold on. Time out. What do you mean?
No, yes, she's my stepsister, but we have different parents. If you look at any major celebrity, politician, government, go on any of his videos right now, I guarantee you 80% of those comments are hate comments.
Yeah, 1,000%.
You know, you go on 6ix9ine, like, he was so f***ing hated, but guess what? Like, his streams are through the roof. I met Trey Songz at a club when I was, like, 19 or 20.
Yeah, in LA.
And I was like, bro, like, give me your number. Like, let's do a song together. Yeah. And he actually did give me his number.
Shut up.
And I texted him. He didn't reply. You Trey Songz.
Shout him out right now. It's never too late to get him on the track, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Melbourne, Australia.
You're from Australia.
Yep.
Where is so I know Harry. I don't know what part of Australia he's from though.
Harry Jowsey. I think he's from
close to around you.
From Queensland.
Is that close to you?
Like, I think. I don't know if that's true. Which is like the Miami of Australia.
Oh, really?
It's like the Gold Coast, you know?
Oh,
I think he's from there.
Like, if I was visiting, I would go over there.
If you want to like have a nice night scene.
And then you went from Australia to LA?
Yeah, I moved to LA 3 years ago. Well, actually, I started coming to America in 2018. Yeah. But I never like properly moved because I was like at a job in Australia, saving up money, going back because I was going.
You weren't doing social media yet, or you were?
No, fuck no.
So what were you traveling for?
Music. I was trying to break into the music industry.
Big musician.
Shut up.
His music is actually very good.
Thank you, bro.
Wait, so music came first?
Yes.
Wait, I didn't know that. See, bro, I told you, you're a man of mysteries.
Yeah.
I thought you were capitalizing on you blowing up, and you were like fucking make music, like.
No,
so you were making music, and then it just you blew up on the side, kind of.
Yeah, well, from 19 to like 23 years old.
How old are you now?
26.
Me too.
Yeah, nice, good age.
Fire, right?
Yeah.
Not in my prime. Yeah, we got a couple of years.
Exactly. Yeah, from 19 to 23, I probably made like 500 songs. I was all I would do is just make music. Bro. I was very creative.
Bro, you know, I love going to this studio. Like, I make music too, but like. Not really to put out, like, no, JT's been there.
He's not nutty.
Like, on my birthday, like, everyone's like, clothes, bottoms.
Is it
like,
good, though? Is it good?
As JT, it's all right, right? It's all good.
Right, nice.
Not to put out, like, not, like, you've obviously fucking put real time into it. I do it more of, like, I'd rather do that than go to the club. Like, my friends,
yeah,
I'd
just
rather
have a good
spend
time.
Money on a couple hours in the studio and have an engineer make me and my, like, whatever, my friends want to hop in, whatever, like, fun, instead of go waste time at the club.
That's true.
I have a good time doing that.
No, that's lit.
But, No, you're a music guy. And I had the wrong idea. I thought you were doing interviews, blew up, and you were like, fuck it, let's see if music will work. But it was the opposite.
No, so yeah, then when I moved to America, like, properly and, like, left everything behind during COVID, I was like, I was in, like, some people's interviews and stuff, and it was blowing up, and I was like, let me start doing this. And then I did that.
Wait, so you were, someone interviewed you.
Yeah.
Like, a big creator or no?
Swagboy Q,
yeah,
and Champagne Mike, yeah.
I know Swagboy. That's my boy. Shout out Swagboy.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, he's my boy now too. He's dope. But yeah, me and my girl were in both their videos, and those videos got like 50 million views.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, oh fuck, like maybe we should do this shit. And then
so did she? Scarlett is your girl.
Yeah,
you guys are married.
Yeah,
married.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking crazy, bro. Yeah. All right, so
hang
was
on,
she
wait,
doing
hang
social
on,
media
wait.
Before that?
Is she your stepsister?
There's sources that...
What do you mean? Hold on, time out. What do you mean?
I needed to be clear. No way we could just
like,
skim right over that.
He said,
not...
no, bro, I swear to God. You've read your comment. He's like, I'm like, yo, yeah, no, he has a girl, Scarlett. She's like popping too. Like, I've like seen her stuff. He was like, yeah, I think that's his stepsister. I was like, I didn't see that.
I'm going to say this. Read between the lines. Yes, we're stepsisters.
Wait, you're her stepsister too?
But, no. No, yes, she's my stepsister, but we have different parents.
Yeah, of course. That's what step means.
Yeah, that's what it means.
No. But like, my parents are married, and her parents.
So it's like some porn stepsister shit.
That's
not really, but
that's what it is.
There you go.
Like that's what it means.
Yeah.
You're living a lot of people's fantasies right now. You're living a lot of people's fantasies.
And all right, good. Let's talk about her then. So when did you get married? I don't know exactly when.
We got married in Mykonos on September 3rd.
I'm Greek.
Oh, you're Greek?
Yeah.
You actually look Greek.
Yeah.
Wait, you're Greek and Italian.
Greek
Fuck
and Italian.
Off.
Swear to God.
That's my
You're Greek and Italian?
Yeah.
So you're probably more legit Greek and Italian. I'm like American.
Dude.
I'm from Pennsylvania, bro. Like Greek and Italian.
Yeah,
like,
but
I'm
it doesn't
Greek
matter.
My yaya, like baptized Greek Orthodox. Like I'm Greek.
No way.
I'm Greek and Italian. Yeah.
Yeah, so our blood comes from the same place.
See?
Then. There you go.
See, I knew Rock I fucked with you.
Yeah.
So you got married in Mykonos. I've never been to Greece, though.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I just got back.
You did?
You
yeah.
went?
Yeah. Beautiful, yeah.
Beautiful? Mm-hmm. Mykonos, too?
Summer. Mm-hmm.
It's my most favorite Santorini, country in the whole of Europe.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, going.
I'm Italian, too. I went to Italy. I didn't like it much. I
Greece
love,
better?
Shout out my Italian fans. But
yeah. Italy specifically visiting, it wasn't as cool as Greece.
Yeah, I just feel like the people are more, and it's not their fault, but it's sort of like they're more suppressed, you know?
What do you mean?
They come, like their personality with the nature they greet you with is more like,
oh, really? Of,
oh, welcome, you know.
Really? They're kind of wow. cold.
Yeah, they're a bit like cold.
A cold culture, yeah.
I didn't feel that.
Like, sort of like French people, a bit snobby, but I mean, it's okay.
No, I would have guessed that about the French people, though. I wouldn't have guessed that about the Italian people. French people seem a little snobby.
Yeah. All in all, I love everyone. Like, if you have your little if you have your little personality traits, I don't give a fuck.
Just, right
there. This guy's PR.
All
train.
In all, he loves everybody.
But I want to have my preferences of what I like. You yeah. know?
All right, cool. Wait, so
Greek hospitality is like, I mean, no other.
When did you meet your stepsister slash wife?
All right, so
we'll just call it his wife. We don't have to keep. Yeah, we already covered it.
When did you
yeah.
meet Miss Scarlett?
Miss
when
Scarlett.
Did you meet Miss
so
Scarlett?
I met her when I was 20. No, I was 13 years old. She was 15. Yeah.
Where? And she's from Australia also?
Yeah.
So you've known her forever.
We grew up like 15 minutes away from each other. Not at the same school, but I was like sort of Facebook famous at the time.
Really?
Because I did like dance videos.
And bro, so you've been doing shit.
Yeah, bro, I've always been creating videos because like I was always like left alone when I was growing up. You know, my brothers used to, from like 6 years old to like 13 years old, my brothers used to like punch me in the stomach till I would stop crying. Like that would be like, not in like a. Oh,
that's when you started your boxing training.
Without me knowing, yeah. So like pain is all I know. You know, I've always been disciplined. I've never really drank. I've never done drugs. Mm-hmm. I've always just wanted to challenge myself and, you know, learn as much as I can about everything. So then, you know, I started rapping, beatboxing, dancing. Yeah. I was making all those videos. Then I got into music and then I was like, oh, let me be a musician. I won the green card lottery, went to America.
Well, wait, how's that work?
Got like let down from a bunch of people, went back home, then moved properly during COVID, then started doing social media. And now at the start of last year, I'm like, fuck, I'm doing boxing. So then like with basically no fighting experience at all, I've been boxing for a year.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm turning into a beast. Yeah.
And then you moved to Miami.
Literally like, well, I moved to Vegas after being in LA for a year. And then I moved to Miami, literally just bought a house here, like last week, moved a month ago.
You bought a house. We ask everybody this. I ask everybody this. You do OnlyFans?
Yeah, but I'm sort of like, I'm wanting to slow it down.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm wanting to slow it down just so I can be more of a household name. Because I feel like people who do...
Just the so the stigma look, alone is making you want to just...
Yeah, it never bothered me the whole time I've done it. It's never bothered me. But now I'm like, okay, I think I really have potential to be someone.
Next level.
Yeah, next level. Yeah. And, you know, what you notice about, there are some big names who do it, but I want to be like more friendly for brands and stuff like that.
We've been hearing that a lot, actually. Yeah. We've been getting that response from a lot of people, actually. Like, it's more of a transitionary thing, but they don't realize it until they figure out they want to do something else. And then once they want to make that jump into something else, and they're like, maybe this doesn't align with where I want to go.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel
that's
like
a good point. Yeah.
So my first like big TV show came out in like 2021 and I was like real cold feet.
Was it like a reality show?
Yeah. Too hot to handle.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So
yeah, how was that?
Sick experience. Yeah? It's crazy. You'd be a fucking rock star in one of those, but you're married right now. Yeah, so
if I was single, that'd be fun.
We gotta find a non-dating a non-dating reality show we can get you on.
Uh-huh. So where was that shooting?
Turks and Caicos. Oh, that's I was there for like 2 months, bro. It was pretty sick.
It's fire.
But right when I came off, OnlyFans, this is 2021, like kind of newer OnlyFans. People were popping off, you know, like a lot of my friends dove right into it, like dick out, all the shit. And I was kind of like this was a point where it was getting like Abercrombie and like Hugo Boss deals. So it's like.
You didn't do it,
like,
right?
No, didn't do it. Yeah. And then. Like 2 years later, I'm seeing all my friends make fucking 60 grand a month, 70 grand a month. I'm like, yo, all right, let me. So honestly, somewhat recently, like past like 6 months, I've really been doing it.
Nice,
and it is the sickest passive income.
It's
so
really
that's why
good,
I like to ask from people that have spent some time making money on there. Like, because right now in my head, it's like, dude, I cannot see myself stopping making that money. Like that's the.
That, so it
money
was,
I make without doing anything.
And it was like that for me last year, 2022. And now 2023, I'm sort of like, okay, is another million like really going to change my life doing something that I'm not passionate about.
Another $1 million, bro?
Yeah. And that's where it's like, no, seriously, because you're getting old, like you're getting older and you're like, I want to spend my time doing stuff that I actually really love. Because like, if it doesn't make you happy, it's like, we all know money doesn't make you happy.
Yeah, no.
So
definitely understand
That's why this year I've been like, you know, just slowly transitioning, trying to like prioritize like more for myself, you know.
So but something.
But OnlyFans for sure. Good so blessing. Like an
good
amazing
blessing. Right?
Yeah.
Something that I've admired about you just from like our short little time, just like looking at your page, seeing your stuff, is kind of your, at least from the outside looking in, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I think you have a great concept of not giving a fuck what people really think at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I struggle with that. Like, I think we're pretty close in the same lane, like from like demo, you know, demographic or area. And I think I hold back a lot. I hold back because I don't want those comments that are like, fucking loser, fucking fat. Like, I get those already. Mm. So if I do some wild shit, like, it's
this is where you gotta
it's even crazier. And watching your stuff, and what I kind of think in my head is like, yo, maybe if I was from Australia and moved over here and didn't know anybody, I'd be a little bit more wilding out. But it doesn't really matter because social media, you're pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
So I guess I just want to know more about like, because you were kind of saying you want to be this bigger, you want your career to take the next step, and you think OnlyFans, just from the bad connotation that's kind of around it, might hinder your growth a little bit. And I don't, from what I was thinking about you, one of the things that I admired by looking at your content is how much you don't give a fuck. And I wish I had a little bit more of that in me, bro. You know? So talk about that a little bit.
Okay, so firstly, I don't think it hinders it, but I think, for example, let's say it is getting interaction, but then like a certain portion of my fan base, you know, would see this and then be like, oh, that's sort of like, that's not for me. That sort of weeds me out a bit. Maybe I don't like this guy as much as I thought I was, which I don't care to be liked. But yeah, the thing is if you look at any major celebrity, politician, government, country, this, that, bro, go on Jake Paul's. Go on any of his videos right now. I guarantee you 80% of those comments are hate comments.
Yeah, 1,000%.
You know, you go on 6ix9ine, like, he was so fucking hated. But guess what? Like, his streams are through the roof. And so I figured that out early with social media. And if people really knew who I was in real life, they would be so surprised because the character that I portray, I don't even think it's really me online. And the character that I portray, I do it on purpose. To get hate, to be goofy, to be cringe, to be all these things. Because every time I do it, it's just like the formula's right there. Every time I do it, the views come. So I'm like, I'm going to keep doing this, you know?
Even if they're bitching about it.
Yeah.
That's definitely a huge theme. I mean, just in the industry that we're in, like social media and entertainment and stuff, the amount of people that we talk to and figure out right when we sit down with them, like, oh, you're actually not really like the person that you portray, not in a bad way, but like, you know, it's a persona. It's something that you put on. It's for entertainment. It's for clicks. It's how you make your money.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't understand that. And those are the people that are clicking.
Yeah. I was going to say, those are the people that make the money.
Yeah.
That make you the money.
They're at home just watching, you know, and maybe they're not at home. Maybe they're at the bus stop too.
If they're it's mission accomplished. If they're buying in, doesn't matter where they are, when they're clicking or how much.
Yeah.
If they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're not watching it in a Lamborghini.
Yeah, yeah. That's
I don't have a Lamborghini,
that's
but
fucking true.
Not that I predicate my happiness on a Lambo either.
He has a couple of Lambos, G-Wagon.
Yeah. No.
And you and your girl have been married how long?
Since September. But we've been together for nearly 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And that?
A whole decade.
So getting married, like more for content or like legit? That's your wife.
No, legit, full legit.
Your wife.
Like on the wedding day, we're like, oh,
you
like,
made the most. You made the most
after the ceremony. I'm like, let's take a funny video. Like, let's do this.
Yeah,
and that was good. But yeah, I've been wanting to marry her since I met her. To be honest, no, seriously, since I was 13.
Good for you. Congrats.
I would be fucking around with girls like before we were together.
Yeah,
and I figured out very very young that I was like, like this the player life. Like, yeah, draining. It's fun and everything, but it almost feels like you're in a simulation.
It's not fulfilling.
Because it's not fulfilling. Well, yeah, you're just feeling it and it's not fulfilling.
Yeah.
You know? And I figured that out.
You're just feeling it and it's not fulfilling?
No, but true. And and that's why when I see like...
It's a bar. Feeling something.
That's when I see all these podcasts, like these red pill people, this person that I'm going to be fighting, you know, they're like grown fucking men, and they're like preaching to like young lost guys,
yeah.
who are broke and, you know, fat and ugly, and they're like, yeah, this get bitches, bro, fucking this, that. I'm like, bro, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah.
You don't know what real love is. Like, you don't know about any of that shit. You're out there like wasting your life.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on the two phone thing too?
Yeah.
Love it.
There's not enough space on one phone.
I get it.
I need 2 terabytes.
Just thinking about getting a third.
Yeah. Oh, you got 2 as well?
Yeah. I'm a drug dealer.
It gets a little confusing sometimes, you know?
No, not for me. I can tell the cases just by touching them in my pocket. What? So I know which one is which.
There you go.
No, I'm not on that. So what's your favorite type of content to make?
That's a good question. I love doing the interviews.
The interviews?
Honestly,
I was going to say.
I think
you're great at them. I think that's like I haven't seen many other people that can figure it out pretty consistently like you do.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, the thing is you have to, it's not just like you just do, I started doing Kiss or Slaps, right?
Yep.
Which wasn't even my idea. No. Like, everyone copies from everyone, whatever. Yeah. But I started doing
Part of the game.
Yeah, and
you probably get copied a lot, too.
It does, all the time. And you get viral, and then what happens is if you keep doing it after it's viral, people are bored of it. So then you have to keep reinventing. Be like, oh, okay, what if I do this? Oh, what if I do Kiss or Slap with a guy? What if I do you know?
People jumping.
Exactly. Just change it up. Because people's brains, they always want something new.
That's how it works. They want shit new, like right now.
They
want
to like heroin.
Like yesterday. They want new shit yesterday.
For real.
You meet any public figures that are kind of in our lane in LA or around here that either interested you, made your expectation? Because I know you talked about, and I kind of related with it. You were like, if people met you in real life compared to your online persona, it's completely different. Honestly.
Yeah.
And I like to think people think that about me too, because you kind of got to put this like fuckboy, like model type of mentality on it, because that's what it is. It's like Instagram. And then people meet me and they're like, oh my God, like I thought you were going to be a way bigger douchebag. And I think you kind of get that treatment also.
Yeah.
Is there anyone you met that either you were like, damn, huge douchebag, or like, whoa, a lot cooler than I thought?
Oh, like that. Okay.
Or shorter or taller or uglier.
Who did I meet who was nice? I don't know.
Or mean.
Anyway, how about this? You become friend. Oh, what? What are you
I would say 90% of the people I've met that are like high profile.
Yeah.
Are pretty much like the same person they are.
Really?
Yeah. Which is actually disappointing.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that.
Oh, fuck. They don't realize that this is all a game. Like, they are. Identifying with their ego. Oh, they do think they're better than me because they have this car. Like, oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Damn, that kind of hurts to hear too.
What?
That I is kind of a shame. Like,
fucking.
Yeah, I wanted you to say the opposite. Like, I don't know. I was just being optimistic. Like 90% of the people that I met are like actually way nicer than I thought they were going to be. And
I'm going to say like.
That was a disappointing. But I feel, is that indicative of LA?
I think so.
I think so too.
And the people that choose to reside there. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Here's definitely. So compare that. You've lived in Miami for a little bit. How do you compare it to LA?
I think the Hispanic culture makes everyone more friendly.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
It's the Cuban motherfuckers like JT. Yeah. They get everyone fired up and...
Everyone's more happy, bro. Everyone's more happy for sure. I think so a lot. On the West, it's like everyone's very more uptight. Even filming in LA...
Yeah.
Bro, people telling you off all the time.
Really?
That.
You'd think they'd be used to it.
Don't
bro.
Film me this. Like, bro, right? I made like a 3-minute video, like just going, like filming it like this, like asking them a question. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even in it. Bro, I did this while my family was like waiting for their food. I'm like, I just need to quickly film this long form video. I go and film it. Like, bro, every single person I held the sign up to and asked the question, they didn't say, why are you filming? They were just like, oh, like, and answered. They fucking answered it. Like, that would never happen on the West Coast.
What was the question?
Oh, like, I hold up a sign. I'm like, will you be my girlfriend? And then if they say yes, it has, like, an iPhone. And if it says no, it's, like, a piece of chewing gum. So
and
like,
you give them an iPhone and they say yeah?
Yeah, well, one girl I did at the end.
There was a girl you did a video with in Brickell City Center.
Yeah,
I kind of know.
Oh, you know her?
Dark hair.
Parker.
Yeah, Parker. Yeah. You know Parker? How was she? So I like kind of know her, like social media know her, and she was on The Circle, I think.
She lives in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was on The Circle, right? The Netflix show or not?
I think so.
One of those. How was she? I saw that. Yeah, you know what's nice. Funny? I connected with her. And you did, how'd you get connected with her? You just...
So I went to LA. I was in Miami. This is 2 weeks ago. I went to LA to go pick up another dog.
You have dogs? Oh, I saw your dogs. Those little skinny guys. What do they call it again?
Italian greyhounds.
Italian greyhounds. The little ones.
Yeah. Oh. And I literally flew back the same day and she was sitting next to me. So I was like, oh, we should film some
Make some videos.
Yeah, do some videos.
That's how it happens, huh?
Mm-hmm.
In first class?
Yeah.
Of course. I always tell people to fly first class because you never know who you're going to meet.
Yep.
It sounds cliche. It sounds like not real, but it's 100% true. The people that I've gotten to like sit next to and network with,
It's the same mindset.
Same mentality. Yeah.
So would you say... out of the videos, so I'm sure you don't have to say what percent or like what whatever, but people that do interviews, some of them are set up, some of them are organic. Which ones do you see do better on your socials?
I've been experimenting with that a lot, and it sort of depends on the person if they're interesting enough that you're asking the organic spontaneous questions to.
Depends on the person how they're.
If they're boring, I love to set it up.
Yeah.
Or like even like just during. No one knows this, by the way. I shouldn't even be saying this.
Nah, say that shit. I don't even give a fuck. Say that shit.
If I'm like, guess my age, mm-hmm. and you say like 25.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like no. Like say 15. Like on the spot. Yeah. And then they say it, and then that's it.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Funny because I'm like, no one's. It's like not interesting if you say I'm 25.
True.
You
know? True. Like obviously but he's fucking 25.
You see this one with the kids where I ask them guess my age, bro? They literally think I'm like 5 years old. They literally say five or they say 50 or like the kids.
They have no conception of age.
It's hilarious.
So the rest of your family is in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all still over there. So it's like you and your wife.
Yeah. And the two
pretty
dogs.
Much yeah I forgot about the dogs, my bad.
My parents just actually came to visit us for the first time in the US mm-hmm. since we moved here, so they're here for another week and a half. We're gonna take them to New York for 2 days.
They've never been
gotta go to New York.
Here's better than New York, but you gotta see New York city's a lot, brother.
It's a lot. It's so exciting.
I get
though.
like holy like do you know how to get around New York or no shot, right?
I think so, yeah.
No,
I've been like 6 or 7 times. Yeah,
well, I've been a lot, and I don't even try to like understand. Like, it's
really
like,
yeah, it's bro, a clusterfuck. What?
It's a giant grid, though.
Yeah, it's just a grid. Yeah,
yeah, you're just walking in squares.
Times Square is like what 49th Street.
Something like that. You know,
New York is still
something like that.
What do your parents think about your career choice? Because this is a question I get a lot.
Yeah, well, at the start, I remember when I was 17, and I used to tell them, I'm not going to university or college.
So I went like an idiot. But
you did, yeah. I just knew it. I'm like, I said, there's no way I'm going to commit myself into a degree and pay that off.
No one's going to give a fuck about it.
Pay that off to the government with interest. Just to get a job. Like I was looking at the system at 17. I was like, just to get a job.
Smarter than me.
And then buy a house that I don't own and pay and takes 30 years to pay that off. If I'm lucky enough to pay that off. And then basically work my whole life and then die. Like after I retire. I'm like, I said, that's not going
to
be my
something
life.
I swear to God, bro. I've had that conversation with my friends and shit. And I'm like, bro, I think I'd rather be like figuring it out and homeless than like have to sit in a cubicle every day from 9 to 5. Like I'd rather you drop me off in a random city than like sit in
and
a cubicle.
Just figure
like,
it out.
I would
from
lose
there.
My mind. I think like, bro, I went to college. I played football in college 4 years, graduated, have a good degree from a good school. Like, you know how many times people have asked me my degree or my GPA? Zero.
They don't give a fuck.
Zero. I've like, so I didn't go straight into social media either. Like, when I moved to Miami, I had like a life insurance job. I just wanted to live in Miami. I wanted to like, had a remote job that was from Pittsburgh. I just did life insurance to live in Miami. I needed to get out of there. From Pittsburgh. You ever?
But that's a good Pittsburgh. Industry to be in, like, because I know you get a lot of commission.
Yeah, but it's fucking scummy. You don't need life insurance. Yeah,
but if it's not fulfilling at the end of the day.
It's not, do you it's care not. About life insurance? I don't give a fuck about life insurance. No. So like,
but there's nothing wrong with doing something like that until you figure out what you want to
do. Yeah,
that's
pretty much what I use
totally
it for.
Totally okay. Just don't fall into it. You
and
know?
I think if I could go back again and like gain 4 years, like, okay, I played football and I love football and I enjoyed that and I got a degree and I met people, whatever. Bro, I was like in a small town outside of Pittsburgh, which is a small town, like not much going on. People don't know anything. You're not like furthering yourself. You know what I mean? Whereas you come to a big city like this and everybody has something going on. Like there's motion and you're doing shit. And it's like, well, I don't know. Is the town you're from big or no?
The actual city I'm from, so I live like 20 minutes from the city back home. It's about the same size as Miami.
So big.
It's like
you're from a big city.
Yeah, it's a 5-6 million city. Person city.
Bro,
yeah.
Okay. So you're from a big fucking city, bro. Mm-hmm.
But the common psyche of those people in that city is like, why are you trying to stand out? Mm-hmm. Like, get a fucking normal job. Yeah. Get a 9-to-5.
Isn't that really?
Dude, it's very New York-y. You know, it's like very like fucking catch the tram, go to work and fuck off.
Put your head down and fucking get there and get
shut up. Do as you're told. But
miss the rats.
Do you expect any different from the way we've been, you know, programmed from school?
No.
You know, like put your hand up to ask questions and all that shit. No. I was terrible in school. Like I got good grades. Yeah, you were too, yeah.
I didn't get good grades. Oh. No.
But I didn't listen. I'm like, don't fucking tell me what to do.
I was getting phone calls home and shit. Like,
but that, it's always those people who make the biggest change in the world, you know?
Because you're like conforming. You need the Matrix warriors though, or the world wouldn't run. You know what I mean? You need those people that'll say, all right, fuck it, I'll sit in the office or else no one will do it.
Fortunately for us.
But you don't have to do that. No, I get a lot of questions like, I don't know. I think it's more just like questions like, what is your next step? Like, what are your career? You know what I mean? And I think in a career like this, you can't think too far ahead. You know what I mean? You got to kind of work hard at what you got in front of you because it changed. Just like you said, like people you met 6 years ago have changed their career path and then it ended up benefiting you. Do you know what I mean?
Yep, 100%.
And that shit just happens nonstop.
I think shit starts happening for you in life. I mean, maybe you agree with me. When you get to sensitize to the outcomes.
Yeah.
So like, I just bought this house and I'm like, I'm like, fuck, I'm grateful. Like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. Like,
it didn't really get you going.
No, like this is,
you
this,
want more.
This is everything
saying.
I've wanted. No, I don't. Of course I'm going to get more and I want more, but I know it's like, this isn't what's like the old me, you know, before I was, oh my God. Like,
oh, so you're saying
this
shit
is such
gets
an amazing
old.
Opportunity. But instead I was just like, good. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm ready.
You're so
this
right,
is,
bro.
This about is exactly time. What I'm supposed to be doing and where I'm supposed to be.
And I feel like when you have that attitude, that's when everything just starts coming because you're like, yeah, good. This is mine.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I've been waiting for. Like, it's not a surprise.
Yeah. No, that's when I was fresh, like in the scene, kind of like first going to LA and shit. It's like,
yeah, you get excited.
The candy store,
yeah,
you're
excited.
Meeting people you see on TikTok and you're like getting people are asking me to be on their podcast and shit. And you're like, holy fuck. And then you're right. Like year one goes by, then year two goes by and you're kind of like, all right, this is a little less exciting. Yeah. And now we're planning. Like now it's more planning and trying to make the rest of your life fucking.
100%. I was like that in LA too when I first started visiting.
Kid in the candy shop, right? I'm like, yo, what? Fucking Bryce Hall's right here. Now it's like, oh shit, Bryce Hall's lit. He's a dope dude. But it's not like.
Yeah. I met Trey Songz at a club when I was like 19 or 20.
Yeah. In LA.
And I was like, bro, like give me a number. Like let's do a song together. Yeah. And he actually did give me his number.
Shut up.
And I texted him. He didn't reply. So fuck you, Trey Songz.
Shout him out right now. It's never too late to get him on the track, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
But looking back at that, it's like, why the fuck would he want to do a song with this random ass in a club? Like, that's retarded for me to think that was okay.
Yeah.
You know? But if you never ask for it, it's never
going
to happen.
But then, then you think again, like, send it. Because say you don't ask, he's not going to fucking remember you. Say you do ask, he's probably not going to fucking remember you. Like, you might get a feature.
True, yeah.
You might get a feature. All right, speaking about features, you got any new shit music? Cooking?
I got a song I could show you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got something. Yeah,
because I've been hearing that one that's on the what's the name of the one that's
Whip?
Popping off right now?
I was going to say, Whip. I like Whip.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I do. It's super catchy.
Thank you, bro.
And I know exactly where you filmed it, too.
Oh, in Design District.
I know exactly the amount of times that we've shot that at that parking garage.
It's nice.
It is.
Where, in the Design District?
At the top level of the garage.
Yeah.
I just said to my director, I'm like, I just want to do a quick video.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to do like four locations. Like, let's just knock it out.
No, it was cool. Yeah. It was a super catchy song. And
thank you, bro.
It's cool.
Yeah, this is a little.
This is unreleased.
Unreleased.
Oh, this one's unreleased? All right, when did you record it?
Oh, I made this about a year ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. But
when do you plan to release it?
Probably, next year. February, maybe.
Okay.
Next year?
Early next year.
Get a little taste.
All right. You want
to
hear it?
Teo Richie, ladies and gentlemen, put it up to the mic.
Should I play to the chorus or no?
Yeah, play to the chorus. Yeah, we're playing. Yeah, hell yeah. Who made the beat? You found it or the producer made it?
His name's KSO.
KSO? This is my vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, it's a little sad, but my...
Bro, I'd fuck to that song.
Oh, you would?
100% I would. I literally would.
There you go.
Wait, bro, that's more my vibe than the one that's popping off on your Instagram right now. I like that one more. I like that one.
All right.
That's my shit.
That was good.
I like to hear that. It's probably more relatable, right? It makes you feel more.
Red lips. That's my weakness. Yeah. I heard that. Yo, that's a banger.
Oh, thanks, bro.
We got to get in cooking. Yo, we got to make some content together, too.
I'm down.
I'm some man on the street shit.
I'm always down for that. I love filming.
Take out my booty.
I always.
Mitchell, show up.
I always force Scarlett to film whenever she does want to film. Like, now we're going.
Get to work, right?
You gotta understand. This is work. This is how we make our money. Get out there. Anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, anything on your chest that I didn't ask you that you think people need to know? I feel like you haven't done too many interviews like this.
I've done a couple.
Have you?
I was recently on, I forgot the name, Fresh and Fit.
Oh, were you on Fresh and Fit?
Yeah.
Those guys are more like, fuck women. We need
The whole time he's just telling me I'm going to cheat.
Yeah, right?
And she should accept it. I'm like,
yeah. You got a lot kids going coming on. Soon?
I want to, but I'm trying to delay it as much as possible. Because
is she knocking at the door?
No, she's actually not. But we both know we want it, but it's like
timing.
We don't sort of want to raise our kids.
I have a good question.
So that's the issue.
What do you say? You don't want to raise your kid what?
In America.
You want to do it in Australia.
And that would fuck business up a lot. Yeah. So it's like we've got to make sure the timing's right. Sure. Like this. Yeah. That. Yeah. Go on.
Wow.
So. I feel like you and your wife have a good understanding of business and being real. You know what I mean? Mm. Like a lot of interviews and stuff you do and she does on the adverse can be seen as like flirty, you know, with little flirty with girls and she a little flirty with guys or whoever she's interviewing. Mm-hmm. How is that understanding? Like how do you, because in my experience, anytime I've done anything like that, shut down, I'm a douchebag, like loser, like
I get it,
just
a
little bit of a flirt. So what maturity, or do you guys fight about it?
So I think if you're insecure, and not you, sorry, like in
no,
general.
No, in general, yeah, I know what you mean,
Yeah, if someone is insecure in the relationship and they feel like they don't truly trust their partner or know that they love each other, I think those issues would arise. I've had many conversations where I'm like, I get so awkward that I have to like put on this persona where I'm like flirting with people and I'm like, it's fine, like whatever, but I'm like in the moment I'm like getting I'm getting uncomfortable, I'm not showing it, but I don't even like doing it, you know what I mean? So it's like, but at the same time we're desensitized, it's literally just like to get reactions, get a click and all that, so it definitely doesn't matter, but there will be a certain point where
there's probably a line.
It will stop. It will stop. But for now, it's purely acting, and I like it. I mean, sometimes like interview the girl, and afterwards they're like, "Oh, what's your Instagram?" And I'm just like I just give it to her. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. Like, see, I like unfollow straight away. I'm like, yeah, bye.
So in the situations I've been, it's been like, because you can kind of explain that. Like, all right, I'm doing this. It's for entertainment. We do entertainment. Yeah. I'm doing this for entertainment. But it's almost like they don't want everyone else. I guess you're right. It's a maturity thing. Cause it's like you understanding each other, but still there's going to be the, oh my God, your man's doing this. Your man's doing that. Like, why are you letting him do this? Why are you letting him do that? But they don't know the details, but that could get to someone's head. Like constantly nonstop, like, why are you guys doing this? Why are you guys doing that? Like,
yeah, so like how
he
that
was doing this, like, how that telling on you and shit.
How that plays in is like, so I make a lot of money off Facebook views.
Yep.
And so like I actually spend like whole last minutes like doing reposts, and I think about like what caption is gonna make like get this the most views, even though it's a video I posted a year ago.
Yeah.
So like it would be like me and a girl on the beach, and she's in a bikini. And I literally just said what was true. I'm like, my wife, I said the caption, my wife was filming this and it was so awkward. And then it's like, you know what I mean? And wake then, up, yeah, it's like 20 yeah. million views. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that worked.
Okay, like, so you guys film each other. So it's like.
Yeah. And it's true. Like it was awkward. She was filming it. And yeah. then people see that and they're like, fuck,
wait,
that's.
What?
Isn't like he married? Like,
yeah.
All this shit, it's funny.
That is crazy. This has been Joey Joy Radio. We had the beautiful Teo Richie here. Much thank love, you for bro. Coming out here, brother.
Thank you so much.
He has to hit a training session. We gotta thank this guy for coming. And hopefully we have you again. Maybe we'll have Scarlett in a week or two.
Being a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Play with you, brother. Play it out.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.